Mr. Carter?
You'll be Miss Gray?
Yes.
Spot on time. Come in.
Thank you.
We'll go straight up, shall we?
First floor, you said?
That's right. There's just the three flats. Myself on the ground floor here, and there's a lady at the top. Very nice type. I'll lead the way.
It's a pleasant area. The park and the river.
You're a stranger to Richmond?
Yes. I've always lived in North London. I thought it was time for a change.
I was born in this house. Thought of selling out when my mother died, but you know how it is. Here we are. The living room.
Oh, nice and airy. Oh, and a separate phone. I meant to ask about that.
Yes. The previous tenant had it installed. There's a socket in the bedroom, too, through here. Kitchen. Small but compact. Bathroom and toilet.
It's just what I'm looking for.
It's yours if you want it. I'll be frank, I've had several look at it, but they weren't the right sort. Students and such. One has to be careful.
When did Juliet move out?
How did you know her name?
I don't know. I suppose I must have seen it on the doorbell.
Where Are You, Juliet? By Jill Higham. Based on a novel by Rosemary Timperley. With Julie Berry as Rowena.
Yes.
Good morning. I'd like to order some newspapers. I've just moved into the neighbourhood.
You wish them to be delivered?
Please. A daily and two Sundays.
What is your name?
Craig.
Thank you very much, sir.
C-R-A-I-G. And the address?
35 Pope's Hill Road, flat 2.
Julie's flat.
You knew her, did you?
Oh, we know everyone around here. They all come into the shop. Welcome to the Hill, Miss Craig.
Thank you.
Bernard told me he had found a most suitable tenant.
Bernard?
Your landlord, Mr. Carter.
Oh.
He's a good friend of mine. We play snooker every Saturday night. I will see to the order cylinder. Which papers do you want, Miss Craig?
Oh.
940-1392. Who's that?
My name's Rowena Craig.
May I speak to Juliet?
I'm afraid she's not here.
When will she be back?
She won't. She doesn't live here anymore.
You're joking.
She left last week.
But where's she gone?
I don't know.
You must know.
I'm sorry, I only moved in today. I'm in the midst of unpacking.
She'd have left an address.
I'm afraid I can't help you. You'd better contact Mr. Carter, the landlord.
Oh. Yes?
Hi. I'm Maggie upstairs. Maggie Lansome. Thought I'd look in.
Oh, hello. Rowena Craig.
Mr. Carter told me you were moving in. Be nice to have someone else around. Hey. You've done wonders. It already looks lived in.
It's the books.
My flat's still like a morgue. But then I didn't bring too much. He's welcome to it all. The HP payments too.
Your husband?
Yes. I finally walked out.
You've no children?
No, luckily. Although when I look back, 10 ruddy years, it'd be nice to have something to show for it.
Yes.
You divorced?
No, I steered clear of marriage.
Sensible you. That's what I'm after now. Independence.
How long have you been here?
Best part of a week.
So you're new too?
Henry Fowler, bloke who had my flat, moved out the week before your predecessor. I forget her name.
Juliet.
Well, that's right.
Then you won't know where she's moved to either. Someone phoned earlier.
According to Mr. Carter, she just up and off. If you ask me, there's something odd about it all.
How do you mean?
I was up at the local last night. People went sort of quiet when I said I'd moved in here.
The woman in the newsagents acted rather strangely.
Perhaps there was a scandal. Your Juliet eloped with my Henry.
Except he left before her.
Perhaps she's carpeted with the meter money then. She must have blotted her copybook somehow. Old carpet slippers went on about wanting respectable tenants.
Like us. Coffee?
If it won't hold you up.
Well, I could do with one too. Sit down. I'll put the kettle on.
Thanks. I've been traipsing the streets all day looking for a job. Got one in the end. Start next week.
Doing what?
Just clerical work. But it's a start. What do you do?
I'm a writer, of sorts. Scrape a living from articles while trying to write the great novel.
Huh. Perhaps this flat will bring you luck. Hey, don't want to lose this.
What's that?
Cassette, Ravel. It was down the side of the chair. Here. Oh. You like classical stuff, do you?
Yes. Only this isn't mine.
Oh, must be Juliet's.
Just coming.
Thank God. Some woman told me that...
I'm afraid it's true. It was me you spoke to.
I'm sorry. That music, I thought...
She left the cassette behind. I was going to give it to the landlord, but he's out.
I know. I've tried his bell. I should have checked first.
Have you come far?
Bayswater. Is Henry in? The guy upstairs, he may know where she's gone.
He's no longer here either. He left before she did.
For God's sake, what's going on? I go away for a month and everyone splits.
Would you like to come in and wait? I expect Mr. Carter will be back soon.
Do you mind? Sorry, I was a bit short on the phone. Only I've been away in Italy and I was dying to tell Juliet all about it. We usually get together Saturday evenings, but I couldn't wait.
I'm sure Mr. Carter will have an address.
It's odd, seeing someone else's things around. Not that Juliet had much. Not personal stuff. I tell her she should have been a nun.
Whereabouts in Italy were you?
Venice. I paint, you see.
You were in the right place then. Venice is an artist's paradise.
That's what Juliet said. She persuaded me to go. Even lent me the fare money. She believes in my talent, you see. The only one who does. That's how I first met her. Up by Hyde Park. I was trying to flog some paintings. We got talking. It started to rain, so we went for a coffee. Where the hell can she have gone?
So, here I am. In my new home. I can't believe I've really made the break. Perhaps now I should be able to get you out of my system. I filled the place with all my clutter. It should feel like my flat. And yet it doesn't.
Come in, Miss Craig. Everything's to your satisfaction, I trust?
Yes, thank you.
So, what can I do for you?
Someone called to see you last night, a friend of Miss Evesham's.
I was out till late.
He said he'd be in touch with you. Ralph Gordon, his name was. I thought I should tell you.
Thank you. Most kind.
If anyone else should call, where shall I say she's gone?
Your guess is as good as mine, Miss Craig.
But what about letters? Surely she...
I expect she'll notify me in due course. Not that she had much correspondence. Was there anything else?
No, nothing. There was, though. I meant to give him the cassette. But somehow I couldn't. It was as if she wanted me to keep it. hello.
Me, Juliet. I'll be late tomorrow night. I have an important meeting earlier. Expect me when you see me.
This isn't Juliet.
Isn't that 940-1392?
Yes, it is, but...
Then may I please speak to Miss Evesham?
I'm trying to tell you. She's no longer living here. I'm the new tenant.
Now, where's she moved to?
I don't know. Neither does the landlord.
I find that extremely difficult to believe.
Well, it happens to be true.
Are you sure she didn't leave any instructions?
Quite sure. And now, if you wouldn't mind, I'm trying to get some sleep. Oh, for crying out loud. Yes.
About time. I rang you twice last week. Where were you?
If it's Juliet Evesham you want, she doesn't live here anymore.
Oh, come on, Julie, pull the other one. Okay for Wednesday, as usual.
It's true. She left last week.
Are you a friend of hers?
I've never even met her.
Well, she sublet you, then?
No. The flat was empty. I took it. That's all.
Well, if you hear from her, will you tell her Twist called? Say I need to talk to her.
Twist, you said?
Yeah. At least, that's what she calls me. You swear she's gone?
Yes. I'm sorry, Twist. No, I'm going to leave you off the hook.
Don't.
Juliet.
So late, love, but I met up with this fellow at the club.
It isn't Juliet.
Oh, where is she then?
I don't know. She's left the flat. I'm living here now.
Well, Julie wouldn't do that without telling her mother.
You're her mother?
I've only been away the week. She never said nothing about moving. And what about Sunday?
I'm sorry, Mrs. Evesham, but I don't
Smith.
Know
which...
What?
My name's Smith. Same as Julie's. Evesham's just a fancy name.
But I thought you...
She is there, isn't she? She's trying to choke me off.
No.
Look, tell her it's urgent, would you, dear?
I'm sorry, Mrs. Smith, but she left here 10 days ago. Honestly.
Oh, my God.
Where are you, Juliet? Who is it? Oh, morning, Maggie.
Don't let me disturb the muse.
Oh, the muse is sleeping in. It's only me that's up.
Won't keep you, only I bumped into the postman and he gave me this parcel. It's for your Juliet.
Well, we should stop calling her mine.
Sorry. You all right?
I had a bad night, that's all.
Strange bed.
Strange phone calls, you mean? People asking for Juliet.
Do you think she was on the game?
I did wonder.
Perhaps old carpet slippers found out and gave her the push.
They don't really sound like...
Clients?
One was her mother.
Never mind. They'll stop phoning soon. So, what do we do with the parcel?
Leave it on the hall table, I guess. Let carpet slippers worry about it.
Wonder what's in it?
We'll never know.
Unless we have a squint.
No, Maggie.
She says, trying to look disapproving. Go on, it'll give us a clue.
Well...
Open it. What's the matter?
Didn't you hear?
What?
That bird. It's like being in the country here, isn't it?
Are you going to open it, then?
All right.
Looks like something to wear.
It is.
What is it?
A nightdress.
Very snazzy.
Real silk.
Must have cost a bomb.
Someone with taste. Oh, there's a card.
What's it say?
Friday as usual, ? Love R.
I wonder who R is.
Oh, no. I shan't answer it.
Please.
right, I'm coming.
Sorry to trouble you, but is Juliet there?
No, I'm afraid not.
Do you know when she'll be back, please?
Who are you?
Mandy, her daughter.
Oh, hello.
Only she didn't turn up at school on Sunday. She comes every other week. I've been expecting a letter, but there was nothing.
Where's your school, Mandy?
Near Dorking.
Oh, you have come a long way.
Wasn't too bad.
Does anyone know you're here?
No. It's games this afternoon. I said I had a cold. I thought Juliet might be ill.
Well, the fact is, Mandy, your mother doesn't live here anymore. I've taken over her flat.
You mean she's found somewhere else?
Well, I suppose so. I'm sure she must have written.
Yes, the letter must have gone astray.
You'd better tell your headmistress when you get back.
Yes, thank you. Goodbye, then.
No, wait a minute. Have you had any lunch?
No, I skipped it.
Well, I haven't either. Come upstairs. We'll have a sandwich. I hope cheese and tomato are all right.
Yummy. It's a nice flat, isn't it? I used to wonder what it was like.
Haven't you been here before?
No. She never let me come. Can't think why. It's much nicer than those grotty rooms you had when I was little.
Where do you go in the holidays, then?
Nowhere. I stay at school with Miss Wright. There's usually a few other girls, too. And Juliet takes me out. Where can she be?
I'm sure you'll hear something soon. Tuck in, then.
Thanks. Are all those books yours?
Yes.
I'll look at them later.
Of course. Borrow some if you like.
Can I really? I love reading.
I'll show you my favourites when I was your age.
What a nice afternoon it's turned out. If only Juliet was here too.
I saw her back to school afterwards. Left her at the gate. She's a lovely child. Just the sort of daughter I'd have liked. Why didn't you write to her, Juliet? Why? 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 Hello?
Hello, darling. Did you get my parcel?
Yes.
God, I've missed you. You'll come this Friday, won't you?
Just a minute. I'm sorry. It isn't Juliet.
What? Then who?
My name's Rowena Craig. You don't know me, but... Listen, I'm worried about Juliet.
Is something wrong?
I don't know. There may be. I wonder if I could talk to you.
Are you a friend of hers?
Not exactly.
Well, then...
Please, if you care about her.
I could meet you for a drink after work tomorrow.
That's about it. No one seems to know where she is.
Well, thank you for telling me.
Doesn't it seem odd to you, her not telling her mother or Mandy?
Yes. That's not Juliet. She adores Mandy. Slaves away to keep her at that school.
Of course. Where does she work?
Well, no one in particular. She takes in typing, I think, that sort of thing. She's always pretty vague about her work, and I... well...
Don't ask questions.
We never talk about work when we're together. You're wondering about our relationship.
People don't send glamorous nighties to any of one.
We've known each other for 5 years. I don't go to her flat. We spend every Friday evening at a hotel together.
You're married.
I'd have left my wife, but there's the children.
There's always the children.
We've 2 boys and a girl. I have to put them first. Juliet understands that. Well, at least...
Understanding's one thing. Accepting's another.
You've been there too.
Yes.
I do love her, you know.
Oh, I know.
My name's Richard Malengry, by the way.
I thought you were keeping it a secret.
I feel I can trust you.
You can.
I know why she left.
Oh?
At least, it's the only reason I can think of. We had a row the last time we met.
The Friday before she moved out?
Yes.
What was it about?
God alone knows. It just flared up. She was edgy when she arrived at the hotel. Wouldn't say why. Suddenly she flew off the handle. accused me of using her, said I was only interested in sex. I lost my temper, guilt, I suppose, and told her if that's how she felt, we'd better call it a day. Whereupon she stormed out. It was all so ridiculous. I didn't mean it. I thought she knew that. I imagine she'd turn up the next Friday and we'd make it all up.
But she didn't.
Hence the nightdress, an apology, albeit rather tactless one.
That reminds me, I've got the parcel here. You'd better have it back.
Oh, keep it. It's no use to me.
Did Juliet ever threaten to go away, finish the affair?
No, she doesn't go in for emotional blackmail. But if she thought I'd had enough... Oh, God. Why didn't I go after her that night?
So that's who R is. Richard Malengry. Did Juliet go because of him? It would explain her leaving no address. But it doesn't account for her not telling Mandy. Hello?
Is that Miss Craig?
Yes.
Good morning. My name's Wright. I'm headmistress of Ashdown House School.
Oh, yes. Hello, Miss Wright.
I believe Amanda Evesham spent yesterday afternoon with you.
Yes. I brought her back afterwards.
I wish you'd come in and had a word with me.
I didn't want to get her into trouble.
Mandy's got enough to cope with without us nagging about broken rules. Anyway, she told me of her own accord.
Oh, good.
I wanted to thank you for being so kind to her.
It was a pleasure.
And to check about her mother. Mandy says she's moved.
That's right. And left no forwarding address.
I can't understand it. Mrs. Evesham's one of our most reliable parents. She never misses a visiting day.
Her friends seem equally surprised.
She always keeps us informed of any changes. Well, I'll give it a few more days in case she gets in touch. If you hear anything in the meantime...
I'll let you know.
Thank you. Got a pencil?
Yes.
I'll give you the phone number.
Right.
It's 88...
88...
00...
00...
34.
34.
If Mrs. Evesham gets in touch with us, I'll let you know.
I don't think she will.
I'm sorry?
Give my love to Mandy.
I will. Thank you for your help. Goodbye.
Goodbye. You're dead, aren't you?
Talk to you, please. In private.
Yes, of course.
Not now. My husband is in the back room.
When?
He will be out this evening.
Why not come round to my flat?
Thank you.
You know the house?
Yes, I know it. When first I came from India, I had no friends. I spoke only a few words of English. My husband would... He was occupied with matters of business.
You have no children?
No. I am unable to do so.
You must have been very lonely.
Yes. Until I met Juliet. Every Monday I came here. She helped me with my English, explained the British ways to me. Sometimes we went to the cinema together.
Do you know what's happened to her, Sarinda?
That is why I wish to speak to you. It is not right that they should keep it a secret.
Is she dead?
Yes. She killed herself.
Suicide?
She took an overdose of barbiturates. Mr. Carter discovered her.
But surely...
He did not wish the new tenants to find out. He thought it would stop you wanting the flat.
Why don't other people know? Wasn't it in the papers?
Only in the local one. A few lines on an inside page. She wasn't anyone special. Except to...
Her friends.
Yes.
Why did she do it, Sarinda?
I don't know. She had no reason.
Please, Miss Gray, calm down.
That's all very well, but...
I apologise again. I should have told you in the first place. I realise that now.
I can understand you keeping it from me, but what about her mother and her friends? Surely they had
would
a right to
know.
Would
it make them any happier, knowing she was dead?
To say nothing of Mandy, what about her?
Who?
Her daughter. The least you could do was to... You didn't know?
No child ever came here.
She's at boarding school.
Juliet never mentioned any daughter to me. Her mother, yes. She's visited her here. Overpainted, always on the scrounge.
She seems to have had a lot of secrets.
We all have secrets. I dare say you have, Miss Craig.
You found her, did you?
Yes. On the Sunday morning. At first, I thought she was drunk. There was an empty gin bottle lying on the floor. Then I looked at her more closely and found out she was dead. I rang the local hospital. She was taken away. They found a load of barbiturates in her stomach as well as the alcohol.
Couldn't it have been an accident?
They said such a large dose couldn't possibly be accidental.
Oh, poor Juliet. She didn't leave a note or anything?
No.
And the funeral?
I was the only mourner. I thought under the circumstances, it seemed. I footed the bill too, made sure she had the best. I felt it was the least I could do. Well, in a way, I felt responsible.
How?
She lived in my house, didn't she? I should have known what she was going through. But she always seemed so lively. Hardly ever looked depressed.
Getting back to Mandy, Juliet's daughter.
She never said a word
to me. I'd be grateful if you'd ring her headmistress. Tell her what you've told me. She may want further information.
Yes, of course. Anything I can do.
And you'll tell anyone else who contacts you?
Rest assured. Good night, Miss Craig.
Someone there. Maggie? Who's there?
Take it easy.
Who are you? What do you want?
You're the one I talked to on the phone, aren't you?
Twist?
That's right.
Oh.
I came to check if what you said was true. Front door was on the latch, so I went straight up to her flat. Oh. I mean...
My flat.
Yeah. She wasn't fooling then. She really has pushed off.
Oh, Twist. Would you like a coffee? Here we are.
Ta. This place don't feel like yours. It still feels like Julie's.
Yes.
She'd never go off without letting me know.
I don't know how to tell you this, Twist.
What?
Julie's dead.
No.
I only found out today.
But she was young still. Fit as anything.
It wasn't natural causes.
But some sodding car, was it?
No. She took an overdose.
But she'd never. Julie wouldn't kill herself. It was her stop me doing it.
Oh, Twist. Tell me about it.
It was the first time I met her. I was down by the river. Didn't seem no point in anything. I failed my CSEs. Couldn't get a job. My parents didn't want to know. I was all screwed up sex-wise. For two pins, I'd have jumped. Then someone called out. It was Julie. She brought me back here. I talked to her like I've never talked to anyone. She made me promise I'd never chuck it in. Said I could visit her Wednesdays. I know she wouldn't kill herself.
Half of me knows it too. And yet, if you'd had a row with Richard, if you'd thought it was all over, after all, didn't I try to do the same? Hello.
Is it safe to talk?
Who's that?
Me, of course. How did it go?
How did what go?
That's not Julie, is it?
No.
was. Can I help you?
May I speak to Miss Wright, please?
Who's calling?
My name's Rowena Craig.
1 minute, please. I'll see if she's available.
Thank you.
I'm putting you through now.
Good afternoon, Miss Craig. I was about to ring you.
Oh, I wondered if Mr. Carter had been in touch.
Yes, he phoned this morning. What a dreadful business.
Yes. Have you told Mandy yet?
She's just left me. I didn't tell her the whole story. She believed it was a heart attack. The rest can wait.
Yes. How did she take it?
I don't think it's sunk in properly.
It will on Sunday, when Juliet isn't there.
Actually, that's one of the reasons I was going to phone you. I suppose you wouldn't visit her.
Me?
She has no one now.
There's Mrs. Smith, her grandmother.
From all accounts, she's totally unreliable. What Mandy needs now is a friend. It occurred to me you might be just the person.
Yes, yes.
Miss Craig, are you still there?
Yes.
I wouldn't ask, only she seems to have taken to you. But please don't feel...
No, no. I'd like to come.
Flat number 2.
Yes.
You'll be the person I spoke to on the phone the other night.
I've talked to several people.
You told me you'd taken over the flat from Miss Evesham.
Oh, yes. She was meant to see you on Thursday night.
I happened to be in the area. Wondered if you'd heard anything further.
You'd better come in, Mr...
The name doesn't matter.
So there it is. I'm afraid that's the explanation.
You mean the explanation they fobbed you off with?
What?
Or the one you're trying to fob me off with, perhaps.
I don't know what you're talking about. Juliet's dead. I've seen the...
The dead don't write letters, Miss Craig.
What? You mean you've heard from her?
Yes.
When?
2 days ago.
But in that case, why come round here asking questions?
I wanted to meet you.
Why?
To find out if you were involved.
Involved in what?
Either you're a very accomplished actress or you really don't know what I'm talking about.
I assure you, I don't.
I'm inclined to believe you.
Thanks.
I'm a pretty good judge of character. I apologise for taking up your time.
No, wait! That's not fair. You come round here accusing me of God knows what, and then you sail out without a word of explanation. If you've heard from Juliet, I have a right to know what she said.
What right?
The right of someone whose life has been taken over by the wretched girl.
I assure you the letter said nothing of her whereabouts.
But what did it say?
That's no concern of yours. I'll bid you good evening.
Blackmail. It was a blackmail note, wasn't it?
Why on earth should you think that?
Because I'm a good judge of character, too. Your reasons for coming here can only have been self-interest. You can rely on my discretion.
All right. Read it. As you probably gathered, I have a certain position to keep up.
We know all about you and Juliet Evesham. How would you like other people to find out? £20,000 for our silence. We'll be in touch again. This isn't from Juliet.
She's behind it, all right. She's threatened as much before now. I see it all. She stages this vanishing act, gets her cronies to put it around that she's dead, goes off with her partner in crime.
Who you thought was me?
God, hasn't she wrung enough out of me already?
How do you mean?
I paid her royally for her services.
You must have thought her worth it.
My wife's a wonderful woman. Splendid at entertaining, hobnobbing with people. But when it comes to... There are certain things that... Every week I vowed I wouldn't come. And then... Little bitch!
Whatever you think, Juliet can't have sent this. She committed suicide a fortnight ago.
No.
Took an overdose.
Impossible. She'd never do that. She's as tough as old rope.
I've seen the inquest report.
Oh, my God. If this gets out too, the press will have a field day.
Is that all you can think of?
They'll say she killed herself because of me.
And did she?
Of course she bloody well didn't. She didn't give two hoots for me. I'll have to pay this bastard off. Can't risk going to the police.
You may not hear from them again.
I'll hear from him. People don't play at blackmail.
No wonder you didn't like him. He couldn't care less about you. Or anyone. Only his precious reputation. Who is he, I wonder?
Excuse me, dear.
Yes?
You must be the one who's taken Julie's flat.
I know your voice, don't I? It's her mother.
Mrs. Smith, that's right. I came to ask the landlord about Julie.
Did he tell you?
Yes. Not that he needed to. I felt it in my bones.
I'm so very sorry.
I can say what they're like. It's not true. Wish she wouldn't do away with herself, not my Julie. Well, she must have waked in the night and forgotten she had the pills and took some more. Oh, not that it makes much difference.
Would you like to come up? I expect you could do with a drink.
No, dear, I couldn't face it. Not being in her flat.
The pubs will be open. Let's go up to the Dragon.
She was a lovely girl, my Julie. Classy, too, know what I mean? She could mix with all sorts. Didn't get much of a start in life, either. Her dad walked out when she was still a baby. And I wasn't much of a mother.
Oh, I'm sure you were.
No. I wanted to be, but everything used to get on top of me. I'm no good on my own, and then some fella had come along, and well, I used to be pretty then, like Julie. There's nothing lost.
Did you see much of her?
Well, she'd come round to my place every other Sunday, used to pick up the pieces. She'd help me out cash-wise, too. What a good manager, see. Do you know if she left any money?
No, Mrs. Smith, I don't.
No, nor does the landlord. Well, there must have been something. She was never hard up. She had this rich bloke in tow. Someone high up. Would give her anything she wanted. And she had a lot of boyfriends. Why not? Enjoy it while you can. It's little Mandy who will suffer most.
Yes.
But Julie must have seen her, right? There'd be a special account or something.
I imagine so.
She thought the world of that kid. She was a little more than the child herself when she had her.
Where was the father?
What a boy down the youth club. You know what teenagers are.
Mrs. Smith, I'm going to see Mandy on Sunday at her school.
Oh, you know her, do you?
Not really. The headmistress asked me to go. I wondered if you'd like to come too.
Oh, I'm sorry, dear. I can't. I've got this new friend, you see. He's asked me out Sunday. I wouldn't like to let him down in case... Well, now Julie's gone, I'll have no one. You do understand, don't you?
Yes, I understand. Don't shut the door.
Oh, Rowena, someone called while you were out. A Ralph Gordon.
Oh, Juliet's artist friend.
He wanted to know if there was any news of her. I had to tell him. It was awful. He was really cut up.
What did he say?
He couldn't believe she'd take her own life.
None of them can.
He kept saying that Juliet wouldn't let him down.
They all think of themselves.
And how do they know what went on in our mind? Everyone used to think that Ted and I had the perfect marriage. It's only when you close the door behind you, you're your true self.
And not always then.
Have you told him yet? The one who sent the nightdress?
No, I haven't.
It was good of you to let me know. I'm not over the phone.
I couldn't spring it on you at the office.
Do you know any details?
Only that she took an overdose, along with a large amount of gin.
She couldn't have done it intentionally. She must have misread the instructions on the pill bottle or something.
That's what her mother said.
Well, her mother would have known her as well as anyone. It must have been an accident. I know what you're thinking, but she'd never have taken an overdose because of a row with me. Suicide's the action of a coward, and if anyone has guts, it's Julie. Oh, God. I'm sorry.
Don't mind me. And there's no one else around.
She was so alive. Oh, she wasn't all sunshine and laughter. She could be aggressive, hurtful. mocking, as well as all the good things. I wish you could have met her, Rowena.
I have.
What?
Through all of you. And living in her flat, too. I feel her presence all the time. Sometimes I imagine that I hear her voice.
She used to be a bit psychic.
I sometimes think I'm going round the bend again. I had a sort of breakdown 6 months ago. They put me on those drugs that made me hallucinate. It's almost like that now, with Juliet.
You strike me as sane enough.
I thought I was. The move was meant to put the past behind me.
Well, you have, haven't you? Juliet's not your past.
That's true. In fact, she seems to be providing me with a whole new life. Her mother yesterday. You today. And I'm visiting Mandy on Sunday.
Ah, you've met her too.
Yes.
I never did. Although Juliet was always talking about her. If only I was free, I could come with you. The three of us could go out for a slap-up tea. It'd be next best to being with Juliet.
Then it's as well you can't come. Mandy mustn't ever be second best.
You sounded just like Juliet. I don't know how I'll cope without her.
You managed to for 6 days a week.
Only because there was Friday to look forward to.
Oh, what's the point?
All I can say, as a married man and the father of three girls, is that no punishment is bad enough for these young animals.
Well, that...
Or indeed
That's...
for their parents.
Surely...
It may be fashionable to blame these crimes of violence on unemployment or housing conditions or drugs, but in my opinion, the blame should lie fairly and squarely on the shoulders of those who brought them into the world.
Alas, that brings us to the end of this week's Another Viewpoint. On the panel were Lady Alicia Turner, Justin Faulkner, and Leo Bartlett, MP.
Leo Bartlett, of course.
What do you think?
Oh, it's beautiful. So peaceful.
I knew you'd like it. I come here a lot, even in the winter. It's like fairyland when it snows.
Yes, it must be.
And when it's hot, you can lie in the grass for hours, just looking at the sky through the branches. Juliet liked it too. Miss Wright used to let us have picnics up here.
Oh, how lovely.
I came here yesterday and had sort of a conversation with her. It was as though she spoke to me inside my head. So although she's dead, I know she's still there.
I'm sure she is.
I wish I knew who my father was. Juliet said she'd tell me all about it when I was older. And now she's dead, she won't be able to. I'm sure if she'd known she was going to die, she would have told me first.
Yes, Mandy. I think so too.
Miss Wright said that lots of people have heart attacks and die without knowing beforehand. I'm glad she went in a good way like that, not hurting or drawn out.
Yes.
Oh, gosh, it's starting to rain. Oh. He'll get safe. Come on, let's run. Hold my hand.
Oh, careful, you'll pull me over. Look out for that branch.
Would you like a drink, Miss Craig?
Adore one.
I reckon you've earned it.
I've enjoyed every minute of it.
You certainly seem to have cheered her up. What'll it be?
A gin and tonic, please.
I've had another word with your landlord since we last spoke.
Oh, yes?
I thought he might know something about her finances. I can't believe she'd desert Mandy without making any arrangements.
Her mother was asking about that.
The fees here aren't exactly cheap. Quite apart from her maintenance.
Hmm. What did Mr. Carter say?
As far as he knows, she had no bank account or savings.
Thanks.
There was no checkbook or anything in her handbag. Just a few pounds. Apparently she used to pay the rent in cash, as she did the school fees. I checked with various officials in case there'd been any funny business. I don't know Mr. Carter, of course.
I can't see him stealing money.
Nor me. No, it all seems above board.
What happens about Mandy?
I shall get a small government grant for her support.
That won't start to pay for the school fees, presumably.
She may be able to get a bursary. In any case, I wouldn't dream of sending her away. This is the only home she has. Mr. Carter wondered if Juliet's being broke might have been a reason for her suicide.
Not from what I've heard of her. She'd fight back.
I agree. And I imagine if you're in her line, you can always raise some ready cash.
Her line?
Between you and me, I had the impression she was a rather upmarket tart. Not that she looked like one, but then the best don't.
I do know of one rich corner, but the flat's hardly upmarket. If it was, I wouldn't be there.
She was the sort who'd economise on her own needs for the sake of her daughter. I admired her. She was determined to give Mandy the chances she never had. And in my view, that's not the sort who commits suicide.
Good evening, Miss Gray.
Oh, hello, Mr. Carter. Sorry, I was miles away.
I'm just going to the Dragon. I thought you were in. The light's on in your front room.
Oh, so it is. Oh, dear. I must have left it on. Her music. She's there. Oh, God, I really am going mad. Don't be so stupid. Get a grip on yourself. It's all in your mind.
Good evening, Miss Craig. It is Miss Craig, I take it. I've been entertaining myself. She gave you that cassette, did she?
Who are you? How did you get in here?
Never you mind.
You're the one who hung up the other night.
Where is it?
What?
Don't give me that, sweetheart.
Oh, stop, please.
When you tell me where it is.
I don't know what you mean. Maggie!
If that's the girl in my old flat, she's gone out. Everyone's out, except me and you.
You're Henry.
Yes, I'm Henry. I don't want me share. Just tell me where it is and I'll go away.
You're share of what? I don't know what you're talking about.
Oh, yes, you do. He came here the other night, didn't he? I've got me spies.
It's you who's blackmailing Leo Bartlett.
So you do know what I'm talking about?
Only because...
Julie hatched it up with you, didn't she, crafty little
cow?
No,
I didn't even...
Thought she'd pocket the lot, did she?
Listen,
please. If you haven't got the money, tell me where Juliet's living.
She isn't living anywhere. She's dead.
You'll have to do better than that, sweetheart.
If you don't believe me, look at this. It's from the local paper.
Oh, my God. She wouldn't have.
What makes you so sure?
Well, maybe if she'd been a different sort of girl, one of the soft types. But Julie wasn't soft. When I tumbled who her Thursday bloke was, I put a bit of pressure on. And there was no weeping or
wine. What sort of pressure?
There was this man she really fancied. A married bloke. She used to meet him at a hotel every Friday. I said I'd write to his wife. Mess things up for him. If she didn't play ball over Bartlett.
You bastard.
She didn't take much persuading. She didn't give a toss about Bartlett. They just used each other. He wanted sex, she wanted money. The idea of getting a lump sum appealed to her. She had some plan or other.
Plan?
That's the impression I got. She was setting up for something in the future.
I wonder what.
So we worked it all out together. I'd give me notice into old Carter. It was safer if we weren't living in the same house. She'd go on playing up to Bartlett. A couple of weeks later, I'd send him a blackmail note, which I did. And I rang Julie after I'd sent it. And you answered. I can't believe she's dead. She was a lovely-looking girl. No, there was nothing like that between us. Worse luck.
So you hadn't seen or spoken to Juliet since you left the flat?
No, and neither did I bump her off.
What did you say?
Well, someone must have, mustn't they?
Could he have been right? Could it have been murder? Could it?
You didn't have to take me for a meal, Richard.
The least I can do. I'm grateful to you for...
filling your empty Friday.
I could have gone home, but I still feel that Fridays belong to her.
You look tired. Have you had a dreadful week?
It comes over me in waves. If it were someone else I'd lost, I could turn to my wife or a friend, but no one knows about me and Julie. Except you.
Please, talk as much as you like.
I still can't believe that she killed herself.
Nor do I.
But you say the court was convinced of it.
Supposing someone killed her and made it look like an accident?
No.
Well, is it any less plausible than her killing herself?
You've no evidence?
No. All I'm going on is the things people have said about her.
That and this feeling I have that she's trying to tell me something.
Are you going to do anything about it?
Well, you mean go to the police?
Yeah.
No. They'd probably write me off as some nutcase, which I probably am. And anyway, Juliet wouldn't want a lot of muckraking, her friends' lives being pried into. She was a very loyal person.
Yes.
But I don't think she'd mind me probing a bit.
Let's look at the facts. The landlord found her on the Sunday morning, you said, so supposing you're right, someone must have visited her on Saturday evening.
Yes. Mr. Carter was up at the Dragon with some friends. Maggie Lanson hadn't yet moved in. There'd been no one else in the house.
Do you think it could have been one of the people who phoned or called round? You said there'd been several.
The murderer returns to the scene of the crime.
Oh, I don't trust that theory. I'd steer well clear myself.
I don't think I would. If I'd committed a crime, I'd probably try to behave as if I hadn't. I'd ring up, visit her, appear anxious. Mind you, I'd crack up under the strain.
Tell me about these people. Let's go through them one by one.
I can't.
I did know that there were other men in her life. I didn't ask questions. I know she loved me. That was all that mattered.
I'm sorry, Richard. They trusted her. She wouldn't want me to talk about them.
Then I can't be your Dr. Watson. Well, take care, Rowena. If you're right and someone did kill her, they might not like your asking questions.
Miss Craik.
Good evening, Mr. Carter.
Can I buy you a drink?
I've already got one, thanks.
Are you meeting someone, or will you join me?
Thank you.
I'm waiting for Harry Patel. We always have a game of snooker on Saturday night. I haven't seen you in here before.
I've been once or twice.
I've been coming here for years. Nice, quiet pub. Used to bring Mother here.
I came here one lunchtime with Mrs. Smith, Juliet's mother.
Oh, yes. Poor woman. I still say she'd have been better off not knowing.
Mr. Carter, may I ask you something? That Sunday morning when you found Juliet, what made you go up to her flat?
It was a silence. Usually she'd be playing the radio over Sunday morning. Then I'd hear her go out for the papers.
Well, she could have been sleeping in.
Not on a Sunday. She always went out for the day. To see her daughter, as I now realise.
So you knocked on her door?
There was no answer. I felt uneasy. I don't know why. I went downstairs and got the keys. I've spare ones to both flats. I let myself in. You know the rest.
It must have been an awful shock.
First, when I realised she was dead, I thought it must be some heart defect. I never dreamed how little I knew her.
The barbiturates, the container they were in, it was there, was it?
No, there was nothing. But the police said that wasn't unusual. If she'd obtained the stuff illicitly, she'd most likely have kept it in an envelope or a paper bag.
But they didn't look for anything like that?
No, it's all in a day's work to them. Young women take overdoses all the time.
Do you know if she had a regular visitor on Tuesday evenings?
Tuesdays? Why?
Well, she seemed to have friends most other nights.
Can't say. I turned a blind eye where her private life was concerned. Why are you asking all this?
Just curiosity.
You know what they say? Curiosity killed a cat. Oh! There's Mr. Patel now. Hello, Harry. What'll it be?
Oh, hello.
Can you spare a moment, Sarinda?
Yes, please come in. My husband is out.
I know. I saw him at the Dragon.
Did you tell him you're coming around here?
No. It was a spur-of-the-moment visit. I wanted to ask you something.
Oh, please, sit down.
Oh, thank you.
Is it about Juliet?
Yes.
You know something?
I'm sorry?
I thought perhaps you have found out the reason for what she did.
I'm afraid not.
Then what is it you want?
I wondered if you could help me. You obviously knew her well.
I thought so.
As far as I know, you were her only woman friend. She must have confided in you.
About some things.
You know about her daughter?
Mandy, yes.
I've been visiting her at school.
Juliet would be pleased.
Do you know if Juliet made any financial provision for her?
A will, you mean?
Or something of the sort.
I don't know, but I'm sure she would do so.
She had some money saved, did she?
I think so.
There's no record of any bank account or savings. Do you know where she kept her money? A building society, perhaps?
No, I'm sorry.
Do you know if she had some sort of plan in mind?
Plan? What sort of plan?
I don't really know.
She said nothing to me.
One more thing. You knew about her men friends?
They were not friends. They just made use of her. Yes, she spoke of them, but not their names.
Do you know if she saw anyone on a Tuesday night?
I don't think so. She used to say that Tuesday was her free night. Was that the door?
No.
I thought it might be Harry.
No, I left him playing snooker with Mr. Carter.
He does not like me having friends, except those he chooses. It's all right for him, but not for me. He hated Juliet.
But not enough to kill her, surely. And anyway, he was in the pub with Mr. Carter that evening. It could have been someone else's partner, though. A wife who found out about Juliet. Richard Malengre's. Or Leo Bartlett's. Oh, damn. Hello? Who is that? What's the matter? Talk to me, please. Are you a friend of Juliet's? Was that real? Or did I dream it? A drink, Mr. Bartlett.
I wouldn't say no to a scotch.
Sorry, only wine or sherry?
Make it a sherry. As you'll have gathered, I received your note. Thank you for couching it in such discreet terms.
I wasn't sure who opened your post at the Commons.
Ah, you did recognise me the other week, then. I wasn't sure.
No, I recognised your voice on the radio.
Ah, thank you. That frightful chat programme. Still, one has to do them. Cheers.
Cheers.
You said you had some further information on the matter we discussed previously.
The blackmail business, yes.
I've had no further communication.
Oh, you won't have. That's why I asked you to come, to reassure you.
So you did know who it was?
Oh, not when we last met. I've found out since. I guarantee there'll be no more threats from that source.
What an extraordinary woman you are. You should go into politics.
No, thank you. All I want is a quiet life. I suppose you're kept busy at weekends as well as in the week.
I have to sweat up to the constituency, keep the flag waving. It's pretty marginal.
And you do that every weekend when Parliament's sitting?
Yes, unless I'm abroad. Trade delegation or some such. I was in Hong Kong at the beginning of May.
So you were away when Juliet died?
Yes, as a matter of fact. I was over there for 10 days. That's why I didn't know what happened until you told me.
Did your wife go with you to Hong Kong?
Yes, we combined it with a holiday. What is all this?
Nothing. I'm just trying to build up a picture of Juliet's last few days.
Well, you can leave me out of it.
Come in, Miss Gray. I'm glad you called.
Oh, where's that?
I was dying to tell someone. I've just sold 2 of my Venice paintings.
Oh, well done.
Not a bad price, either. Oh, excuse the shambles, but a bedsit doesn't make the ideal studio. Some samples of my work. What do you think?
Oh, I can see why Juliet had faith in you.
Not everyone's cup of tea, but I'm damned if I'll compromise.
You're right, it's unique.
This bloke, who bought the paintings, he has a gallery. He's interested in exhibiting some of my work.
Well, that is good news, Ralph.
Oh, why can't Juliet be here to celebrate?
What's the matter?
This is her, isn't it? This canvas here.
Yes. I don't go in for portraits as a rule.
She's just like Mandy.
Like who?
Someone else I know.
Impossible. There's no one like Juliet. I still can't believe I shan't see her again.
Ralph, you told me she lent you the fare to Venice.
Yes. Well, she called it an investment. I said I could pay her back when I made it big.
Did she pay you in cash?
Yes. Why?
You don't know she had a bank account or anything?
Haven't a clue. Here's some others of her. I shan't find another model like her in a hurry.
How selfish he is. But then all artists are. He only saw her in terms of himself. He certainly wouldn't have harmed her, though. Besides, he was still in Venice that weekend. Leo Bartlett was in Hong Kong. I've checked that. Could Henry have... No, it was he who put the idea of murder in my mind. Who, then? Was Tuesday really a free night? Or did someone visit her? Was it the person who sobbed on the phone? Or did I dream that? I don't know what's real and what's... Someone behind me. They're following me. No, don't look round. Don't be so stupid. Why should anyone...
If you're right, and someone did kill her, they might not like you asking questions.
No, it can't be. Don't look round. Cross over.
London Marathon? Oh. Did I scare you?
I thought it might be a mugger.
Oh, sorry. I wanted to tell you something. Guess what? I met this girl at my evening class and we're going out.
Oh, that's splendid, Twist.
Julie always said it would happen.
Hello? Hello? I'm sorry, you'll have to speak up. I can't hear you.
I'm sorry.
Who did you want? Hello? Hello? Who is that? What do you mean? Hello? Can you hear me? Speak to me, please, whoever you are. Hello? Oh, God, what do I do? Maggie? Maggie?
Yes?
Oh, can you come down?
What's the matter?
I've just had this phone call.
Not another of Juliet's pals.
Whoever it is threatened to kill himself.
What? You sure?
They've already taken something.
You better keep him talking. It is a man, is it?
I couldn't tell. The voice was so blurred. And I think they've just passed out.
Oh, Lord.
Well, can you hang on by the phone in case they come through again? I'll use Mr. Carter's phone to ring the police.
Hello, hello. Is anyone there? Please try to speak to me.
No joy.
Just silence. It's horrible.
I'll take over.
Did you get the police?
Yes. They said leave the receiver off the hook while they try to trace the call. Meanwhile, if I get any response, I'm to find out the address. Hello? Hello, are you still there?
I'll stay with you.
Thanks.
Shall I make a coffee?
Oh, I could do with something stronger.
It's over half an hour.
I hope to God they get there in time. Hello? Hello? Can you hear me?
Who can it be?
I don't know.
What exactly did the person say?
Something about being sorry.
For what?
I haven't a clue.
Perhaps they quarrelled with Juliet.
I don't even know they meant Juliet. They didn't mention her name. It could have been a wrong number.
It must have been for Juliet. I bet you wish to hell you'd never moved in here.
It's not exactly what I anticipated.
I'm beginning to have second thoughts, too.
About coming here?
About leaving Ted. Don't laugh.
Has he contacted you?
He wouldn't know how, even if he wanted to. Funny. He drove me round the bend, and yet I don't think I'm cut out for this half-life. It's so lonely.
Yes, it is.
You're used to it. You've always been on your own. I thought I was getting my freedom, but it's just another sort of prison.
You'll get used to it, too.
I worry about him as well, how he's coping. He's hopeless at looking after himself.
He'll learn. Either that or he'll
find some other slave.
Would you mind if he did?
Yes, I would. Crazy, isn't it?
Why don't you get in touch with him? Oh, someone's there. Hello? Speaking, oh, thank God, it's the police. Oh, yes. Oh. I see. No, it doesn't. Yes, of course, I'll be waiting. Goodbye. They're sending someone round.
They got there in time?
Yes. At least they think she'll be all right. An ambulance is on the way.
She? Who was it?
A woman called Gardner. According to the landlady, her husband walked out on her.
So it wasn't anything to do with Juliet?
No.
I'm definitely going to get in touch with Ted. And supposing it... Oh, I'm sorry. If she survives, she'll have you to thank.
Let's hope she feels like that. Excuse me. Nurse?
Oh, can I help you?
I believe you have a Mrs. Gardner in this ward. She was brought in last night.
Ah, yes, stomach pump. She was lucky.
Which bed is it?
The end one, with the curtains round it.
Thank you. Mrs. Gardner?
I knew you'd come.
Mrs. Smith?
Didn't you know me?
I wasn't expecting... They said it was a Mrs. Gardner.
We used his name when we took the flat.
The man you told me about?
Was lovely to begin with. But then he buggered off like all the rest, left me to pay the rent.
I'm sorry.
I always let you down. I'd have done the same to you, Julie. Once you'd lost your looks, you'd have ended up like me. I only did it for you, Julie.
Did what?
Only because I loved you. You know that, don't you? It's not Julie.
No. I'm Rowena Craig. You remember? You tried to phone me last night.
I wanted you to explain to her.
I will. I will. If you tell me about it. Tell me about it.
It was the Saturday night before I went to Yarmouth. I called round. She promised me some spending money. She was like I'd never seen her before. Really low, putting back the gin. She told me it was over with her bloke, this one she really went for. I thought, it's starting already. She's unhappy now. What would it be like when she's 40, 50? And suddenly I saw it clear what I had to do.
You gave her the pills?
It was like a little voice was telling me to.
Where did you get them?
Oh, I had some in my bag. Doctor hands them out like Smarties. They're all that keeps me going.
You put them in her drink?
I wondered if she'd taste them. She was half cut. Didn't notice what she was at. Oh, Julie. You do understand, don't you? I couldn't bear if for you to go through what I have. I was only thinking of you.
What about Mandy? Didn't you consider her?
Oh, that child should never have gone that way. Men using her, her using them. She could have married a nice, respectable fella. Told her to get rid of it.
No.
What do you think it was like for me, seeing her carrying his child? A filthy bastard. Sharing my bed and all the time. Oh, poor little Julie. You should have done away with it.
No, keeping Mandy was the best thing I ever did. I mean...
You are Julie, aren't you?
No.
You don't look like her, but you're her inside. Oh, you do understand, don't you? If I hadn't loved you so much, I wouldn't have done it. I did try to come to you, but they stopped me. Don't worry, though. I'll be with you soon.
No, you mustn't talk like that.
I will. I know I will. And I'll make it up to you then. You do forgive me, don't you, Julie? Oh, please say you do.
Yes, Mother. I forgive you.
More squash, Mandy?
Yes, please. Isn't this super?
Perfect. I don't know when I last had a picnic.
I've read all those books you lent me.
Well, it reminds me, I've some more in my bag.
The Happy Prince was my favourite.
I knew you'd like that.
Swallow, swallow, little swallow. You will come every Sunday, won't you?
If you want me to. And in the holidays, you can come over to me sometimes. We'll have picnics in the park. Maybe take a steamer up the river.
Great. Wasn't it lucky you moved into Juliet's flat? She likes you too. She told me.
When?
Last night in bed. I wish I had something of hers. Just a little thing to keep.
I'll see what I can do.
Like a fairy godmother.
No promises, mind. If not, how would you like a portrait of her?
Oh, yes. How on earth would you...
Wave my magic wand.
Why aren't you married, Rowena?
I fell in love with the wrong person.
Didn't he love you?
Not enough.
Must have been mad.
Oh, Mandy. Hello?
Hello, Rowena. Richard Malengry speaking.
Hello, Richard. How are you?
Oh, surviving. How are the investigations going?
They're not. I realised as soon as I got home how ridiculous it was. No one would murder a girl like Juliet.
We did get a bit carried away.
Mm.
I don't suppose we'll ever know the truth.
Well, perhaps it's as well. Life is full of unsolved mysteries.
Yes. What I really phoned about was Friday, our dinner arrangement.
Oh, yes.
Do you mind awfully if we call it off? Only Kate, my wife, wants us to go down to her parents for the weekend. It'll give us longer if we drive down on Friday evening.
That's all right.
I'll give you a ring sometime, Rowena.
Fine.
Goodbye for now.
He won't. He'll pick up the strands of his life, and in time he'll forget all about you. I suppose they all will. Except your mother. She'll never forget.
It's all right. She's with me now.
What do you mean? Juliet? Juliet? I'd like to inquire about a patient, Mrs. Smith, Gardner. It's Ward 7.
I'll put you through.
Ward 7, Night Sister here.
Oh, good evening. I'm sorry to trouble you. I wondered how Mrs. Gardner was.
Is that a relative?
No, just a friend.
I'm sorry to tell you, but Mrs. Gardner just had a stroke. She passed away a few minutes ago.
Take a seat, Miss Craig. That one's comfiest.
It was my mother's favourite.
Thank you.
What can I do for you? Or perhaps you felt like company.
I came to tell you something. That woman who was taken to the hospital the other night, she's dead. A stroke.
Poor soul.
It was Juliet's mother.
But I understood it was someone called...
Miss Gardner. That was the name she gave the landlady. I didn't know it was her till I visited the hospital.
Then she must have taken the overdose because of Juliet.
Yes.
That poor little girl. Her mother and her grandmother. If only I'd known she had a daughter.
Mr. Carter, I asked you once about her belongings.
Oh, yes.
What did happen to her things? You said you removed what little there was.
Yes.
I wondered if there was anything Mandy could keep.
There was nothing of value. The police looked everything over. No decent jewellery, not even a watch.
What about her cassette player or radio, whatever she played her music on?
Oh, that. It was only a cheap thing. I gave it to the boy over the road.
I see.
Check if you don't believe me.
Why shouldn't I believe
you? I know she wouldn't have minded.
And there was nothing else? No books or ornaments?
I'm afraid not.
My dresses.
Dresses? What about her dresses?
I put them aside to give to charity.
Have you still got them? You have, haven't you?
What if I have?
Where are they?
In a case in the bedroom, if you must know. I've been meaning to take them to the Oxfam shop.
May I see them?
What for?
Well, they might do for Mandy when she's older.
I don't think so.
If I could have a look...
No, stop! Sorry to raise my voice, but I really don't think...
Why don't you want me to look at them?
It's no concern of yours.
Why, Mr. Carter?
Because they're mine.
Yours?
It's little enough to ask, isn't it? Just a few of her clothes.
Won't you show them to me? Please.
Oh, what's the difference now she's gone? I got rid of her shoes and the everyday things. Just get these. So pretty, aren't they? So soft. She used to wear them for me. That was all. Just dress up to please me.
On Tuesday nights?
I'd go up to her flat. In return, she had the place rent free. Don't look at me like that. You must despise me.
No. I'm just sorry.
After Mother died, I was so lonely. There was no one. Then Julie came here. Oh,
Julie. Maybe I could have saved you.
Saved her?
If I'd known she was so unhappy, maybe I could have talked her around.
That's not what you meant, was it?
Of course it was.
How could you have saved her?
Leave me alone.
You did go up on the Saturday night, didn't you? It wasn't the Sunday morning. And she was still alive.
Only just. She was scarcely breathing, but... I might have been able to do something if I tried.
Why didn't you?
This black feeling came over me. I thought, if I can't have her, why should anyone else? She'd given a notice that morning, you see. Told me she was leaving to set up a house with someone.
Oh?
So I left her there, went up again in the morning, praying it was all a bad dream. But it wasn't. Oh, Julie!
I doubt you could have done anything.
I'll never know, would I?
Who was it she was going away with?
She didn't say.
Are you sure she didn't mention his name?
It wasn't a man, it was a woman.
I cannot believe that mound of earth is Juliet.
It was you, wasn't it, that she was planning to go away with?
Yes. You will not tell anyone. If my husband...
Oh, I promise.
We planned it for many months. She knew how unhappy I am. Harry has only contempt for me. If I had given him sons, perhaps it would be different. To him, I am only an unpaid shop assistant. I wanted something for myself.
And Juliet?
She too wished to finish with the kind of life she had. She expected to receive a large sum of money. We were going to find a flat in another area. I would help her start a business. She was hoping, after a while, to provide a home for Mandy.
What about...
Richard Malengri?
Thought she didn't tell you their names.
He was different. But she knew that his wife and children would always be first. She was afraid that one day he would come to love her less, and then he'd...
Tell her very gently that it was all over.
That is what she said.
She was right.
She knew if she tried to explain to him, he would talk her out of it. So she made a quarrel and ended it all with angry words.
So that was it.
We were planning to go away the week after she died. Then on Sunday morning, Mr. Carter came into the shop and told Harry what had happened. Could not believe it. I still can't. It was an accident, wasn't it?
Yes, it was.
I knew she wouldn't let me down.
Come in, Maggie.
Oh, you are there.
I was sitting in the dark.
Communing with Juliet's ghost.
Oh, I'll be glad to be shut of this house. You're leaving?
Yes. I did what you suggested. Gave Ted a ring. He came down for the day. Missed his football, would you believe? We had a long talk. First time we've ever really talked.
So you're going back?
We reckon it's worth another try.
Oh, I'm glad.
Well, I'll see you tomorrow before I go.
I'll miss you.
Old carpet slippers will soon find someone to replace me. Meanwhile, you still got Juliet for company?
No, I think she's gone. Juliet, you haven't gone, have you? You're still here, I can feel it. Is there something else? What is it? Tell me, Juliet.
Look.
Look where? For what?
Carpet.
What about it?
Look.
Where? Over here? You mean where it's come untacked? There's nothing here. Yes, there is. In the event of my death, which I do not anticipate at the time of writing, all my money is for my daughter and her Lucian. Juliet, where are you? Goodbye.
Where Are You, Juliet? By Jill Higham, which was based on a novel by Rosemary Timperley, Julie Berry played Rowena and Juliet. Sheila Grant was Juliet's mother, and Hannah Lavender, her daughter Mandy. Maggie Lansom was played by Linda Gardner, Sarinda Patel by Sita Indrani, and Hari Patel and Leo Bartlett by Sean Barrett. Bernard Carter was played by Frank Morey, Ralph Gordon by Graham Kirk, and Richard Malengre by Edward D'Souza. Twist was played by Jonathan Taffler, Henry by James Quinn, and Miss Wright by Joan Campion. Other parts were played by members of the cast. Where Are You, Juliet? Was directed in Manchester by Kay Patrick.